Joining us now is Greg Hames of Nippertown.com. Nippertown.com, a great website of all things local in the 518 and beyond when it comes to music and local pop culture. And he's here now to give us a look at the year past, the best of 2016, the best local albums from the 518. And we start out with The Lazy Sons.
Yeah, The Lazy Sons, country, kind of a country rock, very seriously inspired by The Byrds, Gram Parsons, a wonderful band. This song is called Rosary, and it's from their self-titled, I think it's their full-length debut. I think they put out an EP earlier, and I think it's a self-titled debut. That was my original impression, but since then it's become known as Bar Hotel Music because the cover photo has a photo of the band sitting on the steps at the Stony Creek Inn, and above them is a sign that says Bar Hotel Music. So it could be The Lazy Sons' self-titled album, or it could be Bar Hotel Music. Rosary is a song by Mark Clayton and Jeff Sohn, and it's also, this album is the last recordings by veteran pedal steel guitarist Rick Morse, who died in November. So here's a bit of Rosary by The Lazy Sons.
When I talk about you night and day, my friends would say I've lost my way. It's not like I'm counting on a rosary, but I can count on you to help me.
Rosary. The Lazy Sons from Bar Hotel Music, we believe. Moving on, Dust Bowl Fairies. That's a great name. Lady Ramshackle, another great name.
Yes, and this is from their self-titled album. There's no problem with that. Yes, it is their self-titled album, and it's their debut. It's Ryder Cooley and her Dust Bowl Fairies, and this is a very left of center album, as they are a very left-of-center band. They describe themselves as ethereal gothic folk, but this album has a number of special guests sitting in, including Tommy Stinson of The Replacements and Guns N' Roses, and cellist Melora Krieger from Rasputina. This came out in March, and They just got off a nice little road trip they were doing. Don't know what they've got planned for 2017, but if you find this interesting, pick up the album. His song is called Lady Ramshackle.
As soon as the moon, as quick as a whip, as a whip, the girl and the ram were a main stage hit.
Lady Ramshackle from the Dust Bowl Fairies. We're with Greg Hames of Nippertown.com, listening back to the best local albums of 2016. And it brings us to John Rice, whose album was Walking Songs.
Yeah, John is a member of Red Haired Strangers and sometimes Rebel Darling. But he put out an album, I believe it's his debut solo album, called Walking Songs. And it's really sparkling. It's kind of a bit experimental, but very, very sparse, very to the bone. And it's a wonderful little album. John's going to be playing with Ryan Dunham, also of Red Haired Strangers, as a duo on Saturday, January 21st at Green Wolf Brewing in Middleburg. But here we'll listen to a little bit of Everything I Know from John Rice.
Everything I Know, John Rice from his album Walking Songs. Ray Murray and the Bomb Squad, and the album is named Murray, sort of a self-titled album, I guess.
Well, yes and no. First of all, the album is called Murray. I believe this is their sophomore album. But the cover photo is of a mailbox that says Murray 1667. So initially I thought the name of the album was Murray 1667. Turns out no, it was just named Murray. But then to throw another monkey wrench in the plot, there is no one in the band named Ray Murray. So
that makes sense. Sort of like Marshall Tucker, maybe.
Leonard Skinner.
Leonard Skinner.
I don't know that those are comparisons that they would like.
Probably
but,
not.
we're just talking about the name, not necessarily the sound. But they're a wonderful band, and the problem is that they hardly ever play out. So if you want to hear their music, you're going to have to check out their recordings. And like I said, this is their sophomore album, Murray. It came out in July, and I think they've played one gig since then, which was their CD release. But I really like this band, so give a listen to Picks and Steel.
With a new beginning, the sample time to prove everything I know. Formed original, couldn't have been invented. Everything I know from that day.
Ray Murray and the Bomb Squad, Picks and Steel from the album Murray. And we wrap up our look back at the best albums of 2016 with Left Hand Shake, 8-track Mind.
And this is where I catch you, Brian.
Uh-oh.
This is not where, we're not wrapping up our look back.
Okay.
This is, now we're taking a look ahead. We have one album here that Left Hand Shake has already come out this year. So this is the new album for 2017. This is their debut album. And they've played, if you're a longtime fan of local music, you may have seen these guys in bands like Bang Zoom or Four Walls, mm-hmm. Swim Team, Picture This. It's David Decker and Blaise Sapowski. And they've played together in Vibe Wranglers and most recently Aaron Hark's band. But this is their first duo album recordings, Left Hand Shake, and the name of the album is 8-Track Mind. And they're, because it's a duo and they can't really do the whole sound by themselves, they're not doing so much a CD release party, but they're having a listening party for the new album at River Street Beat Shop in Troy on Friday, January 27th. As part of Troy Night Out. So take a listen to Path Less Taken and see what you think.
We were looking back at 2016, but the newest album is Left Hand Shake, Path Less Taken, and I'm sure in about a year or so, Greg will be in to take a look back at 2017. But Greg Hames, nippertown.com is the website. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks, Brian.